As you're racing down the highway back to the city, you're getting a better assessment of what's going on right now. Your dispatcher explains, "It looks like we have a super criminal who's able to jump between cars. They physically take the cars over, their body becomes one with the car somehow, and after they crash that vehicle, they jump into a new one. We're not clear yet on how far the criminal can jump between vehicles. The police are doing their best to try to keep traffic ways clear, but it's difficult to predict where he's going to go. So far, we've had numerous crashes, multiple fatalities, numerous injuries. Police are requesting any kind of assistance they can get."
"Oh no, and we're gonna take so long to get in."
"Yeah, we should have had the police bring that Aaron guy into the city."
"I got an idea. Do you think we could maybe get a demolition guy to set us up a remote charge? We can put it into your car, use your car as bait, freeze frame, and then blow it up."
"Wouldn't that kill the guy?"
"Maybe, but mission accomplished if so. Otherwise, we just detonate the thing when he's not near any other vehicles."
"Kimon, I'm not gonna drive around with a bomb in my car."
"Then I'll do it. Give me your car, I'll drive."
"Maybe I can freeze his car."
"Dispatch, there are families in the vehicles being abducted, correct?"
"That's right, Kimon."
"So just freeze a car with kids in the backseat."
"Look, the bomb plan is insane."
"Anything that requires prep, we have to figure out now in the 20 minutes we have."
"How about road spikes?"
"Yeah, fine. If you don't want to blow up Freeze Frame's car, then I guess we could use road spikes. Either way, Freeze Frame, your car's gotta be the bait."
"You know, you're not a really nice guy when it comes to other people's property, Kimon."
"I hate to say it, but Freeze Frame is kinda right. You could volunteer to use your motorcycle, Kimon."
"If I were a car thief, I don't know how excited I'd be to steal Kimon the Slayer of Men's hog. But the Freeze-mobile is a sexy car. I would take that."
"Use your own vehicle, Kimon. Besides, it's a motorcycle. Maybe you can still retain control of it."
"That'd be another good reason he doesn't steal a motorcycle."
"Criminals are idiots. He's not gonna think it through. Use your motorcycle."
"Fine. If you're not gonna budge, I'll try to use my motorcycle as bait. You get ready to freeze the thing once he jumps into it, if he jumps."
"Great. I'm glad we could come to a sane agreement."
"Okay, after the radio turned off, why did Kimon want to blow up your car?"
"I mean, have you not noticed by now the huge pattern of personal issues that he has?"
"Still though, I mean, like, that's so, you know, it's your car. He shouldn't just go around thinking he can do whatever he wants with other people's cars."
"I know though, and I didn't want to say anything when we were talking to the police, but if you want to report your car stolen, there's the guy that stole it right there on that motorcycle."
"He wouldn't even apologize."
"I mean, that's the issue, is he never thinks he's wrong, and he's never really grown out of his criminal mindset. The main reason we could use him at all was because Captain Momentum kept him on a leash, and now that's no longer a thing. I expect we're gonna get more insane plans like this. They're gonna get worse and worse. Blow up cars, take hostages, whatever."
"Well, how do we, I mean, how do you, like, stop it?"
"Well, this is what I really hate, is that he's like a law enforcement official now. So when he kills someone, he gets this kind of presumption of innocence. You know, like it was in his line of duty."
"Has he ever killed anybody since he started working here?"
"No, because Captain Momentum always fielded the issues that required force. But now look at this, we've got this guy in a vehicle, and what does Kimon want to do? Blow up the vehicle. It's probably going to cause a fatality in the criminal. That would be a murder."
"And I could see how a court would say that that was like a reasonable use of force."
"Even if there is a better way, and you know what though, he's always going to go for that path of least resistance, and sooner or later, the easiest thing to do is just going to be violence."
"I mean, a bomb though, like a bomb."
"Yeah, I know.
That's just like a villain there."
"I know."
"Where would you even get a bomb? They don't just sell them at the store."
"I don't know."
Well, you guys get into town, and then you pull up into the formation of police cars that are chasing an SUV. There's a helicopter overhead, and one of the cops radios in, "Good to see you. What do you want to do?"
"Just get ready to make an arrest." And I pull the motorcycle ahead.
You pull up to the speeding vehicle and find it's going fast, but it's pretty much just trying to stay straight. It's an SUV, it's top heavy, it'll fall over if it does anything fancy.
"All right, I'm going to try to pull up alongside it. Hey, buddy, it's time to pull over. That's enough."
The windows are slightly tinted, but you can see a terrified lady in the driver's seat. She's looking out at you, waving frantically. She can't pull over, and given like a couple of seconds, nothing happens.
"Well, there it is, Lowry. Looks like he's not taking the bait. So bring up your sexy ice car or whatever."
"It's a supercar, and let's try to be realistic. I don't think that me being in danger is going to help our situation."
"Well, don't come up with any too useful ideas too fast."
"All right, I think we're going to have to go with the road spike idea, and we'll call in some police horses to take the guy away."
The police on the radio say, "We've tried road spikes. He just rides on the rims until he gets close to a new vehicle."
"All right, forget it. I'm going to try something. I'm gonna pull my motorcycle out in front of the SUV."
"All right, it doesn't really slow down, but it does flash its brights at you."
"Okay, get ready, and then stand up and do a backflip onto the top of the SUV."
"All right, so you're gonna backflip off your motorcycle, land on top of the SUV, like how?"
"I'm gonna grab onto the bike rails or whatever those are."
"Okay, All right, well, you don't need to see the SUV to find it because of your super senses. You have amazing control of your body. How about give me a dexterity roll?
Okay, here we go. Hop up on my seat and then...
All right, the jump is good. You hit the roof. Give me a strength roll. Okay, you scrabble, but you grab the top of the roof, and now you're holding onto the bike rails. The SUV slows down and swerves to get out of the way of your slowing motorbike. Hopefully none of the police behind you hit the thing. And now you're on top of an SUV, which is moving at about 90 miles per hour.
Great. It's just where I want it to be. Yes.
All right, well, the wind is hitting your face, and this is requiring a lot of physical power, and it's exhausting, so...
Okay, shimmy over to the left, and then jump on down to the driver's side.
Okay, let's take Dex again.
Here we go.
Okay, so far, so good. You shimmy over to the left, and then you throw yourself down to the passenger side. You land your feet on the step rail on the bottom of the car, and the passenger, who is some lady, is looking out at you, completely bewildered.
Okay, knock on the window. Roll it down, please!
She rolls it down. She goes, I can't control the car!
Ma'am, do you have any idea how fast you're going?
I can't control the car!
Okay.
I can't control
it! Okay, I know. It was a joke.
This is not a joking situation. This is very serious. I have a 5-year-old. And she points to the backseat, and there's a kid in the back. He's crying.
Okay, all right, don't worry. Hey, kid, how's it going? I'm a superhero. They call me Kimon, the Slayer of Men.
The kid stops crying, maybe out of confusion.
Yeah, that's right. Super people don't cry. Big kids don't cry either. Are you super? Do you have a superpower?
The kid nods, and he rolls his tongue up like a burrito.
That is not a superpower. All right, ma'am, I'm gonna need you to cooperate with me. Can you pop the hood of this thing?
Yeah, I guess so. And she leans down and she pops the hood of the vehicle.
Okay, great.
So you're looking out there, and the hood is popped, but it's still latched in place. The lady goes, okay, what now?
Well, I'm just thinking about it, and there's not a lot of handholds on the hood of your car. So, hey, do you have like a tire iron or something?
Yeah, there's one in the trunk.
In your trunk. Okay, all right. I'm gonna want to get in your car, if that's okay.
How? And then the window starts to roll up.
Well, you know, the door would probably... Okay. All right, I'm gonna smash in the window with my elbow.
Hook-crack! Hook-crack! You bash in the window. The lady goes, I'm sorry, I can't control it.
Yeah, I figured. Okay, I tell you what. I'm gonna break one of your back windows. I'm gonna climb in that way. How's that sound?
I mean, I hope the insurance covers it.
I mean, it feels like we're paying for this crap and it's all we ever say about insurance, isn't it? I don't know, we'll find out. All right. I shuffle further back and break the rear passenger window.
A few elbow blows and there you go.
All right, climb on in.
All right, you hop up legs first and go into the window. And there you go. This is a lot less exhausting and a lot less difficult than being on the outside.
Sit down in the chair for a second and look at the kid. Boy, what a day, right?
This kid is awestruck. He has never seen anything like this.
Okay, all right, to the back seat.
You hop over the seats and go to the trunk, where there's a great big ice box. Yeah, I'm sorry, it's under the cooler.
Oh my god, okay. Try to navigate the cooler forward into the back seats.
Okay, you go to pick this thing up and it's heavy. Like, you can lift it and everything. You got the strength, but it's just gonna be awkward.
Okay, open it up real quick. What is in it?
It's full of, like, juice pouches and ice.
Okay, take out 2 juice pouches. Hand one to the kid. Here you go, you've been good. And then I'll just stuff the other one down my gi. Then I'm gonna open the trunk door and just kick the cooler out the back. Oh yeah, get on the radio. All right, guys, I'm getting it under control. Watch out for my motorcycle, by the way.
Yeah, thanks, Kimon. We almost hit it.
Nobody say I didn't warn you. I warned you just now. And also, watch out for that cooler.
Thanks, Kimon. We almost just hit it.
It was full of juice. You could have some if you thought to catch any on the way by.
What are you even doing?
Stop in a car! All right, I look for the tire iron.
There it is. It's one of the small ones with the sharp end on the back and the socket on the front at a 90-degree angle.
Perfect. That's exactly what I'm looking for. All right, hop back into the back seat. All right, ma'am, I'm going back out. As soon as I get to the front of the vehicle, you pop the hood, okay?
What are you gonna do?
Well, you know, I figured I'd have a look, see if the spark plugs are loose. You know, that can sometimes cause a vehicle to run away and be out of your control like this.
What are you talking about?
I turned to the kid. Nobody has a sense of humor these days, I swear. How's your juice pouch, by the way?
The kid goes, it's good. Are we gonna die?
Only 5 years old and already talking about death. I blame YouTube. All right, ma'am, get ready to pop that hood. I'm going out.
Okay. And you jump out, give me another dex roll.
I'm very dexterous, here we go.
Ooh, almost slipped on that one, but yeah, you hop out there and now you're on the side of the car again.
All right, head towards the driver's side, and then I'm gonna kick off my sandals. I'm gonna use my feet to try to hold the sides of the car a little bit better.
All right, that probably gives you a little bit more grip control than your flip-flops.
Okay, and then reach out and drive the sharp end of the tire iron through the hood of the car.
All right, with a little bit of super English on it, you punch through the hood of the car with the tire iron.
All right, does it feel deep enough in there that I can hold onto it when I swing around to the front?
So long as the metal doesn't tear worse at an odd angle, you could theoretically get away with this.
All right, doing my very best to keep this tire iron exactly where it is, pull myself up onto the hood of the vehicle.
And another dex roll, please.
And here we go.
Using the tire iron as a lever, you hoist yourself up onto the hood of the SUV and then kind of frog your way down to the front bumper. You're lucky it's an SUV because that means the grill is tall enough you can kind of lean on it.
Okay, all right, pop the trunk!
The lady in the car pops the trunk.
Okay, hold on to the hood for dear life, pop the latch, and then try and find the wire that keeps it propped open.
All right, give me a strength roll as you wrestle with the hood of the car. The wind immediately throws it up as soon as it catches.
All right, here we go.
Okay, you lose control of the hood, but it's open now. The wind has it is keeping it open. You nearly fall, but you grab the inside lip of the engine compartment just before you do.
Okay, I kind of wanted that tire iron, but it's up there now and I'm down here.
Yes, and you are now resisting the wind trying to push you face first into an active car engine.
Okay, well, what am I looking at here?
Do you have any skill points in mechanics?
No.
Then in that case, well, this is certainly a car engine. That is for sure what you're looking at.
Okay. I think I've identified the problem, and I'm gonna hammer fist the battery as hard as I can.
All right, you pound down on that battery with all of your superhuman talent, and a bunch of things pop loose. Wires break connection, you're not sure exactly what kind of damage that would do. However, shortly afterward, you hear the car start to decelerate, and it starts to drift. It drifts over the rumble strips on the side of the highway, but then it pulls slowly back onto the road as it continues to slow down. Eventually, the car gets down to maybe 10 miles per hour. It feels reasonable to pull the hood down, and you can see the lady is actually driving the car. Suddenly, there's a bolt of electricity that flies out and hits the street. Standing where that bolt lands is a scrawny blonde guy. The bizarre electrical effect shakes off of him. He looks around and then starts running for the other lane of highway, towards the oncoming traffic on the other side.
No. I grab the tire iron and I throw it at his leg.
Yeah, you throw that tire iron and there is some real English on there.
Yeah, I really didn't want to underthrow it and have him get away.
Well, the sharp end flies through his upper thigh. The guy hits the ground, holding his leg.
Okay, get on the radio, wave to the lady in the car. All right, everybody, suspect apprehended.
Okay, roger that. See, Flux, he didn't even need a bomb.
Yeah.
All right, we'll send in those police horses.
That's a negative. We're gonna need medical. Suspect is injured, looks like probably bleeding out.
Oh my god. Okay, see, I knew this was gonna start to happen.
You knew the guy was gonna get injured?
I knew Kimon was gonna injure him. See, we never used to have this problem with Captain Momentum, but now that Kimon is leading the field work, of course he takes that shot when he thinks he can get away with
it.
All right, Kimon, what's the injury?
Well, he's got a tire iron through his leg.
See, violence.
The guy did cause a lot of fatalities, though, you know. I guess he kind of deserved it a little.
Okay, Flux, I'll grant you this one deserved it. That's why Kimon probably felt okay doing this, but the next one, though. Get me?
Yeah, I getcha.
In fact, if you're out on the field with him and you see this kind of thing, I need you to keep your eyes open and speak up when you see it.
Okay, don't worry. I understand it is not okay.
All right, well, you guys call in a medical evac, but they've got to figure out how to get to him without bringing a vehicle there. Basically, the medics come in, they take what stuff they can carry, they do their best to stabilize the guy, and then they hand him off to a horse-drawn carriage, which is going to take him down to the docks to take him to Luna Island for holding, because this guy is obviously very dangerous. There is a hospital on Luna Island, and we'll see if he makes it there alive. At any rate, this is all going on around you. Meanwhile, Flux and Elvis, you guys pull up some distance away and then walk down to where Kimon is and meet him on the street.
Well, Kimon, it looks like you didn't need a bomb, huh?
Excuse me?
Relax, Kimon. He's joking. Because remember earlier you wanted to blow up my car?
Yeah, I remember what I did to take care of all this. You know what I don't remember is a superhero with teleportation powers teleporting that mom or her kid out of the vehicle.
Well, I was in the Freezemobile. It was too far away to see the vehicle.
Yeah, a good safe distance away.
I mean, if I teleported blind, I could have just, like, hit the pavement, and then maybe would have been hit by a police car or something. It could be dangerous.
Oh, Flux, would you be in danger? Would you have been in danger?
Okay, Kimon, he was just making a jab. Because you threatened to blow up my car, which is kind of funny, don't you think?
I didn't like the tone.
The tone was funny. The tone is he was being funny. Okay, can you lighten up?
Yeah. And aside from that, I see the guy's apprehended, but did you have to throw the thing through his leg?
Well, Flux, I tried to hand him the tire iron and asked him to stab himself through the leg, but he wouldn't cooperate. Funny how a guy has to do that for people.
Well, I don't think it's funny at all.
It's just all around not a very funny afternoon, is it?
All right, look. Kimon, I think that criticism where due, we could probably go for a more idealized way to arrest people.
Sure, and instead of getting our funding from toys, we could ideally catch a leprechaun and force it to give us all its gold.
That man is bleeding to death and is likely going to die from his injuries. I feel like maybe we shouldn't be making jokes.
Or at the least, we shouldn't throw pearls before swine.
All right, come on, I want you to go with this guy in the horse-drawn carriage. If he acts up, if he gets to another car, you're in charge, you're responsible.
Oh yeah, Lowry, and what are you gonna do?
Handle the press. You know, the thing that I do best. We're not known for having incidents, and we don't really have that many fatalities or anything, so this is gonna be a big deal.
You know, I'll be honest, I'm not even sure that Rudy could have gotten away clean on this one. I mean, maybe, who knows?
Well, we've got our bad days, but we just need people to know that the bad days aren't the future.
Fine, I'll ride with the horses. Where's Flux gonna be?
Well, we don't need you both on guard duty, so I'll have him do paperwork on this case. What? I mean, would you rather do the paperwork?
No!
All right, then fine. Flux does paperwork, I handle the press, you guard the guy.
All right, fine. But I want to leave it at this. Flux, maybe you're angry because I lost your car. I get that, it was your stupid car. But you know, I could have used your help on this back there. So before you even think about criticizing me for how I do my job, you do your job.
Thank you, Kimon. I will remember that.
Good. As long as the work gets done, I'm happy.
As far as the work goes, the medics aren't super happy about the situation. They get him loaded up into one of those horse-drawn wagons that you see in the park sometimes. And they gotta get him down to the docks, but to do that, they have to clear traffic ahead of him because they don't want him to jump into another car. This is an effort which takes a lot of time, so it's quite a while before you get down that way. Then, when he gets to the docks, they're worried that he could maybe hijack the boat. They don't know how this guy's powers work, so they decide that he needs to be sedated, which means that on the spot, they have to try to figure out some kind of anesthesia for him, and that's a mess. They debate some on whether or not to bring in a specialist, and they eventually decide that they need to bring in a specialist, so they do, and by the time they get him to Luna Island, he is looking at potentially multiple organ failure. It's not great. He's alive when you leave him, Paul, but the doctors are saying it's not real good looking that he'll be alive for too much longer. Meanwhile, Lowry, to start with at least, this case is pretty open and shut. I mean, like, there were a lot of fatalities, and you guys were late by the standards you normally set, but you did get there, and you did resolve the problem pretty much as soon as you arrived. So that's good, and you kind of downplay some of the issues. Elvis, you've got to fill out paperwork for the incident, and, you know, you don't know why Kimon threw that tire iron through that guy's leg, but you do have to explain it. The simplest explanation was that the guy was trying to escape and he was armed with a deadly superpower, which you can put down and be fairly confident of. As to whether all of this ends here and now, it's hard to say. You'll just have to wait.